The crew of Let's Eat will be flying in on our holiday sleigh and joining up with SNT2, the home of the original pizza setup. Tune in as we make pizzas with owner Brian Garretta and his manager Don Wilson from SNT2. Location, historic downtown Crown Point. Call in 219-769-9577. Join the conversation for a chance to win a gift card from SNT2 of Crown Point. SNT2 has been around since 1960, helping those with delicious and convenient meal options with their famous pizza setups, homemade meatballs and sausage, and their delicious, tender Italian beef. There's only one clear choice for festive Italian food. That's SNT2. So join Brian, Dawn, and me, Chef Nick, on Let's Eat this Friday at 3 o'clock on 89.1 FM. Follow me on Instagram at Let's Eat, POD, and Spotify. Yasu, Paisano! It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, WLPR. Thanks for tuning in, Lakeshore listeners. You're listening to Let's Eat on 89.1 FM, your Lakeshore Public Radio. And today we have a special guest here, well, two special guests, and they're from SNT2 out of Crown Point, right on the historic square there, right on the corner, brand new building. It's really something to see. It's beautiful and it's clean. So, Tom, what's going on?
Nick, I tell you what, it is a fry-yay in all of the fry-yay ways. It is payday. It is pizza day. You are here.
Yeah, I've been off for a couple of weeks.
I know. I missed you last week. Unfortunately, the guest had gotten sick.
Yeah.
But, hey, that happens.
Maybe we'll get her back on.
Show must go on, but great to have you here in the studio again. You're set for a couple of weeks off as well as we head into the holiday. So this is the last Let's Eat until?
No, we got one more next week.
We got one more next week, okay.
Yeah, and then after next week, we'll be off for 3 weeks. And
okay.
And we'll be back with some tasty treats from a cobbler place.
Sounds yummy.
Yeah, it does. So it's cold out there, man.
It's very cold.
I'm kind of enjoying it. I've been making all these things that are warming up the house. I've been making bread and.
You're a baker, so I mean,
I love the bake. Kaloudia, finikia.
What?
Yeah, all those Greek things.
We're gonna get in trouble for the FCC. The kaloudia, what?
The finikia, the gubernia.
Make the baklava. Wayne Svetnov wants to know if you've been making any baklava.
Yeah, I haven't. No, I haven't made any lately. I know he loves that baklava.
Yeah, he does.
I don't have the restaurant anymore, so I'm limited.
It's tougher.
Now.
It's tougher.
But I've been making everything, beans, so anything in the house that'll warm it up, especially at this time of the year. And
what about pizza?
That's what I was gonna get to. Yeah, I'm a pizza guy, and that's what we have today. And, you know, we were graciously introduced to some really good pizza from Brian from SNT2. And it's a whole different kind of unique experience when it comes to getting pizza. It's not pizza that you have delivered or pizza that's pre-made or anything. It's actually very fresh, very good. And we're going to let our guests talk about it here.
All right.
So we have Brian Garretta from SNT2 and his assistant manager Don Wilson from SNT2 right out of Crown Point. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Great.
Thanks for being here, especially on a cold and Fridays are pizza days, I'm sure, and you got a lot of business going on.
Absolutely.
So, Brian, give us a little background about yourself.
So about myself, I am a fourth generation owner of S&T. S&T actually has branched off in a few different directions in the last couple of years, but our original location, S&T Provisions, is on 111th and Pulaski in Mount Greenwood, one of the last south neighborhoods in Chicago. And my great-grandfather opened in 1960 as a wholesaler of some decade-old recipes of his sauce and sausage and a couple of different meatball mix and our rope sausages. We make everything fresh on site.
You know what? You're so authentic that it's all Italian. You're Italian, man.
Absolutely.
So you put your touch on it.
Yeah.
And it's labeled quality.
It's not only fresh daily, but the quality of all of the ingredients, it doesn't get any higher than what we bring in. Yeah. So my great-grandfather opened wholesale to local Southside pizzerias in 1960. After a couple of years of that, we opened the front doors retail and continued a wholesale retail environment for many decades through the 70s and 80s and 90s. We don't wholesale anymore, but our retail in Chicago is absolutely booming.
Mm-hmm. So your grandfather, why did he get into the whole pizza?
Yeah, I mean, so my great-grandfather started, S&T, Sam and Tony.
I was going to ask you that,
so
too.
They were buddies. They worked the docks in Chicago, and they just wanted to try something different. They had a lot of good family recipes from Sicily.
Uh-huh.
And they had an opportunity to get a property, and they just kind of went for it.
Mm-hmm.
Just as far as the property is concerned, one of the cool little aspects is they had the foresight to actually buy the empty lot next to them,
mm-hmm.
which proved to be instrumental in the ability for us to be successful so many years later. Because if you've ever driven down 111th Street in Mount Greenwood, you know that there's probably only a handful of businesses out of hundreds that have a parking lot.
Okay.
It's all street parking.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us to be like an actual grocery store, which is actually one of our challenges out here in Crown Point, to mm-hmm. not have a parking lot, it's tough. So we have one. And we obviously kept the lot empty, and we paved it, and so that we're allowed to have, you know.
Have you ever had any other occupations, or always been embedded in the?
Me myself.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So out of high school, I enlisted in the Marine Corps.
Okay.
And I did a 15-year active career.
He looks like a Marine, doesn't he?
Followed.
It's the haircut, I think.
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't want to cross him wrong. Everything was delicious, Ryan, and everything's great.
So I'm still in, actually. Yeah,
are you?
So,
look like
I'm
it.
I'm in the reserves. Been 20 plus years now.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Did you have to work out of the kitchens at all there?
Never.
I'm an
infantry guy, so
okay.
Completely different world.
Yeah.
So after, I mean, the plan was always to hopefully eventually give myself the opportunity to carry on the legacy of our family.
Right.
And for whatever reason, that came, for many reasons, that came a little bit sooner than maybe what we were thinking after a 20-year career. So we transitioned out of the active duty military and moved on the south side of Chicago originally. And
when you say we, is it you and your family? Is
yeah.
it you and your brother or somebody else who's also in charge of the organization? Who is yeah. we in that regard?
In that regard, my wife and
okay.
I and our five children. So,
so you're busy, busy.
Yeah, at one time, yeah. Now Amy, my wife, is busy, busy every minute of the day.
Yeah, watching, taking care of the kids.
Five is like
unreal.
Eight.
Yeah, nowadays.
Yeah.
Especially,
yeah.
Just
one
nowadays.
Is like one. Two is okay. Three is like four.
When everything that they do is everything is such a competitive environment mm-hmm. nowadays, right? You can't do anything casually.
Right.
Right.
So, and all of our children are just so different in so many ways, and they have so many different extracurriculars that they do. So yeah, Amy is a rock star, and she's the only reason why all of this is even now possible for us to do it together.
Folks, you listen, let's eat, and today we have S&T2 on from Crown Point. It's a pizza prep place, and we'll talk about that as we get going. We want you to call in. They have gift cards, 219-769-9577. That's 219-769-9577. We want you to call, join in the conversation, and get a gift card from S&T2 out of Crown Point. How did you meet Dawn?
Dawn, we met through kind of antiquing, I guess you would say,
yes.
out in Crown Point. So my wife resells like
okay.
every other person in Crown Point.
Yeah.
and that's where we actually where we actually met.
That statement's very on brand.
But you know, the restaurants are starting to move that stuff, and other businesses are starting to move some of that out of there.
Sure.
At least down the street a little bit more.
Yeah.
The square's becoming.
Let me close the loop on kind of uh-huh. Chicago to Crown Point. So Chicago, I transitioned to Chicago. When I got there, we were just a retail brick-and-mortar single location. And this isn't to toot my horn. It's kind of to paint the picture how far we've come in the last couple of years even. We didn't even have a website. No website, no media presence, zero. We advertised in the Beverly Review every quarter. That's it.
So who was running it before you got
involved? My father.
So your father's probably my age. And I understand why you don't have all that stuff, because I didn't have all that stuff when I had a restaurant.
Right, yeah. I mean,
it's a generational
thing. And even through the transition, we've really tried hard to maintain our character and our personality. So I got there, and we got into our media presence, website, all of that kind of stuff, and just started branching out. One thing about us is we have such deep roots in the Mount Greenwood, the South Chicago area, but that generation in the 60s and 70s, they all had kids, and all those kids have moved on west and south. And so we how do we continue to get our product to everybody that knows us and wants us? So we've just opened up a few different programs and different branches, one of them being Crown Point, the brick and mortar location. And that was after Bolingbrook and Frankfort, Illinois. And then Crown was our fourth brick and mortar location.
So out of all, there's Valpo, there's Griffith, there's all these upcoming, they're older cities, but now they're rejuvenated.
Right.
So how did you get to picking Crown Point?
Good question. Well, at the end of the day, it's because I live here.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I live here now.
Okay.
Yeah. So we lived in Manhattan, Illinois for a while I was kind of taking over things. And then we were personally looking to move to Indiana, and we chose Crown Point, and then just opening the store came naturally after that.
And so where is S&T2 located, the Crown Point store? Where's that at?
The corner of Joliet and Main on the, I guess that's the southeast corner of the square.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit.
Yeah, so then we met Dawn. We opened Crown, and we already were friends with Dawn, and we knew, from the beginning that we wanted her to manage and run that location.
Well, Dawn, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm from Crown Point. I went to middle school, high school from Crown Point. My mom still lives on my home that I grew up with in Crown Point, and I live in Hebron now, but I do everything in Crown Point.
Okay.
And it's great. And
it's a straight shot right up 231 anyway, it's right there. Yeah.
Yep, just that roundabout now.
Yeah.
So do you have a background in pizza?
I do not. I have a background in retail management. I used to be a bakery manager for Super Kmart. Mm-hmm. I was a deli manager for Super Kmart. And prior to that, I used to manage a truck stop for Martin Oil.
Okay. So some experience with food in terms of the management side.
So why don't you give us your hours of operation, what days you're open, a website, things like that.
We're open Monday through Sunday, 8 to 5. And it's really great for people who can come early in the morning to the between 8 to 11, because it's so much easier to get a parking, because that is our only little obstacle that we have.
That's everybody's obstacle on the square there. Yeah, is figuring out the parking. And you talked about it, Brian, in terms of having that own separate lot. There are no separate lots in downtown Crown Point.
All you can do is park where the post office is. And
they've got a few outliers that are at least a block or two off the square, but on the square, no.
No. There's nothing there.
No, we do have a 15-minute available right around the corner.
Uh-huh.
That's utilized a lot.
Okay. Do you guys do deliveries? I mean, just straight-out deliveries?
We just opened a delivery program within 5 miles. It's free.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's 24 hours unless you request. But if you order it today, then I will be reaching out to you, and we will set up approximate delivery time the next day that we will deliver it to you for free within 5 miles of the store.
Yeah, so if you go on our website, which is sntprovisions.com, and then there's a tab for all of our sublocations. You just click Crown Point. You can click on order to your door, local delivery, and you can just a la carte grocery shop, and we deliver it, the promises, at least next day. Yeah.
Okay. Now, who's you have your own delivery people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's internal.
Oh, okay. Okay. So what's your mission? What's your goal with this? Because it is so unique, and I think people out there are probably wondering, what are we talking about? But what's your mission and goal?
My great-grandfather's mission was to deliver a quality product at a cost-effective, price point. Mm-hmm. And that has never changed, and we're never going to change that. That's kind of who we are. We make all of our stuff fresh in-house every morning, and despite the raising cost of goods, we try our absolute hardest to keep our prices down. I mean, we've only risen our setup prices maybe twice in the past 5 years.
That's nothing.
And that's, I mean, cost of goods has gone up way more than what we have risen. And I'm just saying, like, that's kind of like, that's what our effort is. We absorb it.
You're like saying 50-50. Who we got on the line there?
Nick, we've got as she dubs herself, the gluten-free gal, Shay, calling from Valpo. Shay.
Shay, how are you?
Let's eat.
Hello, good.
You got a question for our guest?
Pizza. I'm sorry?
You got a question for our guest?
Yeah. I'm taking a long shot here, but do they have gluten-free crust?
Yeah. Hi, Shay. Thanks for calling in. We absolutely have gluten-free crust. We have the best gluten-free crust that you'll ever try, actually.
Oh, boy.
We looked for probably the better part of 2 years for a good gluten-free crust, because once we get a product in our shelves, it stays as long as it sells. And we've got
now,
two different...
Now, did you make that yourself?
We don't make it ourselves, and we don't actually make any of our crust ourselves. That's one of the only products that we don't hand make, because we probably sell around 3 to 4, maybe about 5,000 pizzas a week between our locations. And so we actually can't physically make our own crust. But to answer your question, we have a gluten-free 10-inch, and then we have a cauliflower gluten-free 11-inch that we sell our setups with.
Okay. So the pizza, the sauce, the cheese, it's all, you just make it yourself then?
Yeah, so... when you come into us, you go home with a kit of ingredients, and then you prep those pizzas at your house in your kitchen how you like them, and then
there's no cross contamination or anything like that with
not from our gluten free product. No.
So how's that sound to you, Shay?
It sounds great.
You know where
I've been by there, but I just over the years you just go some walk in and sorry we don't have gluten free, so I just assume they wouldn't have it. So when I heard they were on the radio, I thought, I got a call. So.
Right. So do you know where they're located at?
Yes, I do.
And isn't it a beautiful building?
It is. It's real nice.
Because it's newly remodeled as well, right?
It's just so pretty. I mean,
so the building itself is
Crown Point should be patting you on the back.
the interior, at least, yeah.
No,
yeah,
the building, outside's, everything's good.
It is beautiful, and the interior we just built out.
That's even very clean.
Mm-hmm.
Spotless. So, Shay, what we're going to do...
Thank you.
Is we're going to send you a gift card out from S&T and 2 out of Crown Point. How's that sound?
Thank you.
Gives you a reason to go in.
Thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, and gives you entertainment for tonight.
Thanks for calling in and asking.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, Dawn, how does the program work with the pizza? Explain what people do when they come in. They come to the counter. What do they expect, and what do you tell them, and what do they get?
When I get new timers that come in and they say, I pass by this all the time, they're confused about what it is. So I explain to them that I show them the picture. We have a picture on our wall of the Mount Greenwood location. And I tell them that we've been open since 1960. It is a family-run business, and we do make all of our own meats. We make Italian sausage, many varieties. We make our meatball mix, which is our world-famous meatball mix, which is phenomenal. And then we do make our pizza sausage and our Italian beef that we have on weekends only. And then I explain to them what a pizza setup is. So with a pizza setup, you get a package with three crusts. If you pick thin crust, you get three thin crusts. You get 16 ounces of our homemade sauce, 16 ounces of whole milk mozzarella, and 20 ounces of our own pizza sausage made, or 8 ounces of pepperoni for $25.99. And that is to make three full pizzas. And if you would like the raised edge crust, it's just $2 more.
So, Brian, that's what you were talking about, the value compared to just getting a pizza delivered. You're getting three for basically the price of one.
I mean, at least.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's not to say anything against, like, the restaurant community, because it just costs to have the door open.
They have the labor. They have a higher labor cost. That's what.
Of course. Just our model is what makes it so affordable. We're taking bulk product and we're selling you kind of – it's almost like you're a wholesale customer.
Right.
You're buying the ingredients. So the trade-off is, yes, you prep in your kitchen. I don't even call it a trade-off. Our kids love to get around the island and make the pizzas with us every week, you know. But you're getting three pizzas for, I would say, less than you would get one pizza delivered to your door.
I don't know if anyone's looked at how much, say, a large pizza with everything on it. It's almost
large with everything, $40.
Yeah. Is that crazy?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, when I had my restaurant before the COVID, we were charging for large 14-inch pizzas back then only $10.99.
I mean, in all fairness, though, your restaurant, you're getting a deal on that pizza, Nick.
you guys knew it and kept buying it.
You probably should have.
Yeah, and that's pricing from more. What is that, the 70s?
There's certain things I didn't know how to price out correctly. So when they take that pizza and take it home, what are the different ways of them they should cook it? I mean, is there different?
I mean, at the end of the day, you're looking at 400 degrees for 18 to 20 minutes.
Okay.
You know, that's going to get you done, right? But there's, I mean, everything's preference, right? So if you like your cheese white, if you like it browned, if you like crispy crust, softer crust.
Definitely. I've learned being, my family's gluten-free, and crispy, well-done pizza. I had never experienced that before, but you've got to do the gluten-free sort of well-done to get that crispiness of the crust. But, like, the well-done pizza, and I delivered for a local pizza joint for a number of years back in, like, high school and early college. I've grown up in the area and eaten a lot of pizza. I've never had a well-done pizza until, you know, my 40s, and now I'm like, this is an absolute game changer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the crust, just to answer the crust question,
yeah,
right on the rack or on a stone is going to get you that crispy.
And they don't need to have cornmeal or
no. You don't work have to. I mean, no. Again, all preference to your level of expertise.
But what did you make these pizzas with?
What,
you baked them off on?
The pizza
pizzazz.
That's the pizza pizzazz.
So we sell in store. I mean, it's not ours. It's
we
resell an appliance, if you will. It's called the pizza, or it's called the pizzazz. It's not even the pizza. It's just the pizzazz. And it's a countertop little cooker.
Right. It takes no room at all.
No. And the good
thing about it is a coffee machine.
The reason why my grandfather started selling them in the 90s or maybe early 2000s was really just to sell more pizzas in the summer. Because you can just take it out of the cabinet, cook your pizza, wipe it down.
Very smart.
And not have to heat up the oven.
Your kitchen is at 250 degrees now.
But now you want to do that.
Well, sure.
Right.
Yeah.
It's cold, but you're right. I never even thought about that.
You know, it's a way to just – you can – cook anything on the pizzazz, cookies, grilled cheese, pizza, whatever you want.
No, so you can put all of those toppings on the pizza.
You can do that
as well.
Too.
Yeah.
Well, what's
I cook our meatball mix on the pizza on the pizzazz.
And there you go.
You know, getting back to cooking the pizza, it like you were talking, alluding to that, it's a family event, really. Or even if you're a guy trying to treat a girl and has some little bit of wine or something like that.
It's fun.
You sit around, you know, like sort of like Ghosts where they were doing the clay.
Interact.
You guys are both throwing the cheese on your body. Well, anyways.
Yeah, I mean.
We got a phone caller, Nick.
but it is a great family fun, isn't it?
Yeah, and we can, after the phone call, we can get more into kind of what we deliver.
Ghost. Oh, yeah. Man. Alexandria from Griffith. Welcome to Let's Eat.
Hi there.
What was wrong with that?
The pottery.
I am calling because I have a child whose favorite food is pizza, and I wondered if you do like tours or cooking classes or anything that a little kid could enjoy.
Great question. What was your name again?
Alexandria.
Alexandria, thanks for calling. Great question. We don't have a formal tour program or anything like that. However, Dawn, who runs our Crown Point location, is absolutely fabulous, and she I'm sure she's working on some mic stuff right now, but I'm sure it would be her pleasure to show your youngster around the store. And then also we have nice little segue here. We have a traveling pizza tent that we started a couple years ago. It's kind of our version of a food truck. It's a really market relative, ineffective or cost effective way to have us come out to your place. And we do parties of all sizes. We do made to order little mini pizzas. And so if you have us out, we come, we set up our tent, we bring our ovens, and we cook made to order pizzas for, you know, for youngsters' birthday parties and such.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's really, really popular. You love it.
And the minimum to get it is really low. It's not even a high minimum, so it's very affordable.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, I mean, if you were to come in and check out the store, Dawn would be happy to show you around. And then just making the products in the kitchen at home is really is part of the product that we sell. And then if you wanted to have us out at the house, we do that as well.
Very cool.
And
thank you for the info.
Yeah.
And they have a retail shop there too, where you can buy, you know, jardinera or extra sauce or, you know, just things like that. And the one thing they have that was cool that I've never seen, I've been in the grocery business for 21 years, was the pizza top, pizza toppings, which is just a shaker that gives it the pizza more flavor if you need it, either hot or savory or however.
Hot or mild.
Yeah, it's really good. So what we'll do is we're going to send you out a gift card to S&T and 2 out of Crown Point.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
So all right, let's get back to the next greatest hits of the 1980s in the movie Ghost.
Backdraft? Oh, Ghost. Yeah.
There you go.
This trying to say it could be romantic for a young couple. Go ahead.
I don't even know what we were talking about.
We were talking about the kids having fun making the pizza and stuff.
Yeah. Crown Point has, and just like the Northwest Indiana area, has so much pizza. And it's a great thing. We love pizza. But we are a really pizza-saturated area. So one of the things that sets us apart is, like we've been talking about, our model is we're not delivering a hot pizza to your door. Part of our product that we sell is that, it's affordable. It's a cost-effective way to eat dinner as a family. But it's really just putting that pizza together, that pizza making experience in the kitchen is a huge part for me,
like with my kid, it's like, hey, we're making pizza, and I'm literally putting a frozen pizza in the oven,
right.
And there isn't
making a pizza nowadays, right?
Yeah,
right.
There isn't that, like, let's put the sauce on with a spoon, and let's go ahead and put the cheese on there, you know, do you want to, you know, put a smiley face and pepperoni on the pizza kind of a thing. And so it's just, nope, in the oven it goes. And
it doesn't take forever. It takes 5 minutes, but you get so much out of it. You get, again, it's cost effective. Mm-hmm. B, you get the experience with your family. And then C, you really get to make a couple of pizzas exactly how you want it. I mean, it's you know, you get, you know, your three crusts and you can make, you know, put the toppings on however you'd like and cook it however you'd like.
And there's quality involved.
High quality.
Let's talk about some of the other items you make. You do meatballs. Explain the meatball, the sausage, Italian beef program.
Sorry, I'm dominating the conversation.
Go ahead.
You know about how we were talking in the other room about how some of it's cooked, some of it you can get raw. Explain all that.
So, kind of going back to our roots in Chicago. In Chicago, we're a full Italian deli. Actually, we're more of like a quasi Italian deli butcher shop.
Oh, really?
Italian grocery.
So totally different than what I'm seeing.
Okay. Yeah. So we're probably five times the size in Chicago.
And tell people how many pizzas you send out of there a week.
On an average slow week and an average month.
We
probably sell just Chicago.
Yeah.
Probably like 4,000 pizzas a week.
Wow.
I mean, because again, those are kits of ingredients, but we probably
don't think Boboli would love that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we sell about 12 to 1500 kits a week.
Wow.
And that's not even like on a holiday week. We'll triple that.
Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely bonkers.
And is that your Chicago location in Mount Greenwood, is that just folks in the area, or do you get people coming in from the north suburbs, from the west side? Do you get people coming in from Northwest Indiana?
Like, honestly, it's insane. It actually gets me emotional just thinking about it. They have lines down the sidewalk. Yeah, I mean, we're blessed to have been in business 64 years now.
Right. Yeah.
And so, like I was kind of saying earlier, I'm a fourth generation owner. We have fourth generation customers that, you know, my great grandma, you know, came here 64 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so forth. So absolutely, people travel far and wide. I'd say monthly, at least, if not weekly, we're packing suitcases. We will, and people travel. I've literally done customers where I'll pack their bag for them on their way to Midway to fly out to, you know, wherever.
That's incredible.
We'll get back to the product.
Yeah,
I want the people out there to know.
Yeah, so Chicago. Yeah, Chicago is a full deli, and my point to that was we offer a lot of what we offer in Chicago. We deliver to our outer locations a couple of times a week, so it's still fresh at least yesterday, same day fresh. We do rope sausage on the Italian side. We do mild, hot, extra hot Italian wine. We do Irish garlic sausage. We do fresh Polish sausage, ground chuck, ground pork, meatball mix, which is, it's our next to setups. It's our number one seller. On December 23rd, which is like our busiest day of the year, we'll go through over 1,000 pounds of our meatball mix alone. What? Just that. Yeah.
Is are they pre-shaped or is it just here's
a
hunk of meat?
It's a hunk of raw meat that you can brown and put in your sauce. You can roll and as a meatball, or small, large for a sandwich. You can loaf it.
A family can do is just be making a bunch of little meatballs.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, it's our own ingredients, but it's ready to go. You know, your cheeses, your breadcrumbs, your seasoning.
Oh, you mean the breadcrumbs and everything?
It's all in there. All you have to
do
is roll
it. Make it, right.
All you have to do is roll. It's already ready to go. So all of these things are offered at our Crown Point location, our Frankfurt location, and it's just our Italian beef. We go through 600 to 800 pounds of sliced Italian beef. We get that inside in every
week.
You offer
it with au jus?
It comes with the au jus.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So
that's amazing.
We get the raw product in and we trim it, we cook it, we slice it.
So you have you have your central commissary.
Right.
And then you have your satellite stores.
Right.
Okay.
How big is the freezer cooler space there in Chicago in terms of being able to store all
great
of that
question.
Meat?
Yeah. So we have 1, 2, 3. We've got 4 walk-in coolers.
Wow.
Walk-in. Where you're
the big
in there.
Ones.
Big ones
where
you're actually prepping. Like we have one of our coolers is a prep cooler where we're actually grinding, mixing, stuffing. We have our own everything. And then we've got walk-in freezers, and
I was gonna say, it's got to be indoor.
It's a big production.
If you're moving just the several hundred pounds of ground or of the beef, the Italian beef, that alone is gonna be
that's work alone.
I'd say on an average week, we're probably ripping through 3,000 to 4,000 pounds of beef of meat.
How big is your team then? I guess in terms of
Chicago alone's around 15.
Okay,
wow, that's pretty good.
Not every day, but we have a crew of around 12 to 15, and then a handful that work at our other locations. Again, because our production is much less, and we bring to them, so their focus is really on customer service, delivering that product to the customer, face-to-face interaction. Dawn just is absolutely phenomenal at knowing her customers and taking care of them from the second they walk in the door.
Yeah, that's my customers.
And then you talked about it earlier, Nick, talking about COVID. What was that like for you guys with the Chicago location? Obviously, Crown Point is new, but like the idea of having a meal kit ready to go out the door.
Did it help you?
I honestly wouldn't even have the words to explain how COVID was for us. It was absolutely crazy. I want to say phenomenal, but it's just tough.
But you're saying phenomenal on a bad item.
Right. I mean, while all of our friends and peers were shutting their doors for a year plus, we were selling out of every. I could not. We couldn't put the food out into the store fast enough.
Right.
I mean, we were selling out of our not only our fresh stuff that we were producing around the clock. We hired a second crew that would just come in when the door closed just to get the store ready overnight for the next morning.
Yeah, when we had COVID, we just ran everything out of our drive-through the whole time. And we were busy out of our drive-through.
We were absolutely. I mean, we were absolutely crazy.
Dawn, well, first of all, you're listening to Let's Eat on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Media. And our guests today are Brian and Dawn from S&T2 out of Crown Point, right on the square there. Brand new building, looks beautiful. And they deal with pizza setup kits and Italian sausage. And meat. But the greatest thing is, folks, is they make it all from scratch. It's all theirs. Dawn, there's items that are cooked. Are there anything that's cooked where people can take home?
We sell frozen desserts that are, that are cooked. They just got to thaw. We have a chocolate chip pizza cookie.
Things like that you can order. Beef lasagna.
Yeah, lasagna.
I noticed you didn't bring the chocolate chip pizza cookie here today.
It's amazing.
So you have pans of lasagna that people can buy?
They can order that from a Crown Point. We do specialty orders for the meat that we don't normally stock.
Okay.
So they could come in and order a half tray lasagna or a full tray lasagna on Monday or Tuesday, and we'll have them there for them Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, whatever day is convenient for them to pick it up over the weekend.
I love a homemade lasagna, but there's something about lasagna out of like just a big giant tray that always just seems to taste a little bit better.
So
I didn't have to do the cooking.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We have her name's Cynthia. She is our lasagna lady, and every Tuesday and Wednesday, that's all she does is make trays of our lasagna, literally from scratch, and that's what she does.
I noticed you sell frozen pasta.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, we're while we I mean, tell us while our number one product is our pizza setups, right, our right. kits, we are more of an Italian deli grocery right. type scenario. I mean, we've got a freezer section. We've got, you know, your garlic breads and your frozen pastas, you know, your bagged frozen pasta, our homemade spaghetti sauce.
Mm-hmm. Mozzarella sticks.
Mozzarella sticks, Bosco sticks, pizza puffs, dessert section. So we are a grocery, an Italian grocery of sorts.
So what is your favorite pizza? How do you like to top your pizza?
My favorite is actually our thicker raised edge. While I love Chicago thin crust, our raised edge is a thicker crust that kind of holds the ingredient a little better. Allows you mm-hmm. to kind of really stack it on.
Uh-huh. So you like a lot on your pizza?
I do.
Okay.
And so if I'm getting away from the traditional pizza, I like to use an Alfredo sauce as a base. And then I'll put on our meatball mix with crushed red pepper. That's my favorite.
How about you, Dawn?
The Alfredo with the meatball mix is really amazing. We sell an awesome jarred Alfredo sauce, which is when you take it out, you have to use like a knife to get it because it's like a consistency of butter.
Who makes that? Is that something you get sourced in?
Or? It's from Dolapi.
Okay.
My favorite is sausage with green peppers.
Okay. And what kind of crust you like?
Thin. I love the thin.
I love the thin, too.
Some of our customers that grew up that come and tell me their stories that, you know, they grew up when they were a little kid. They'd get pizzas on Fridays. They call it cracker crumb. Cracker wow. crumble is what some of the customers that come that I call them transplants that grew up in Illinois but live around.
Isn't it sort of like Tivillian pizza or Tivoli pizza? I mean, that thin. I remember there was a place called the Flamingo.
You're going to start to get into, like, the pizza debate world, which is no one's going to win that one. But, I mean, like, you know, triangle or square, cracker crust, thin. Is it too thin? Is it too thick?
Thin square. Thin square is the only answer.
You're never going to please everyone.
But everyone changes because when I was a kid, I liked my pizza kind of thick, like Noble Romans, you know, like that doughy, thick stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know why we liked it bread. And then now, I don't like that. I like a nice, thin, crispy crust pizza.
Yeah.
It's my favorite. And I don't need a lot of toppings. I don't need a ton of sauce anymore. It's because I got an order of a ton of cheese.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this, you know, and what kind of, the sauce isn't, like I said, it isn't sweet.
I would say if it
it's lays on my tongue really good. I hate to say it that way, but it does.
It's on the right side. I would call it more zesty than it is sweet.
It's what I'm used to.
It's not spicy, but it's definitely not sweet.
Oh, not at all.
Yeah.
You know, I noticed on your website you had tenderloins. Beef tenderloins. Now, how's that? Is that something you carry all year round, or is that just a holiday item?
Yep. So all year round, another product that we sell in Chicago and that you can order from, like, our Crown Point location, we have pork tenderloin and beef tenderloin. They're both cryovac'd. They're already trimmed and kind of ready to go. They're select grade, but they're affordable, and it's the best select beef tenderloin I've ever tasted.
They're amazing.
Oh, man, I missed the beef tenderloin conversation.
Yeah, beef tenderloin, and I saw it online.
Oh, man.
So you give it to them seasoned and raw.
Not even seasoned. But I mean, so you get the raw tenderloin already trimmed and cryovac'd, so you just have to bust it open, season it, and cook it yourself.
You know, if you see it online, they cut it.
And that's where filet mignon would come from.
Right.
So we sell it cut, and then we also sell it whole piece.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. The full filet, the full.
Yeah, 5, 6, 7 pounds depends on
where you're looking at. Will you guys trim it as well?
It's already trimmed.
It's already trimmed. I used to be a butcher, so yeah.
The whole thing is called semitendinosis.
Semi-what?
That's what it's called.
Sounds like you need to take a couple of pills for that.
And then if you cut it real big, it's called, you make a Chateaubriand out of it.
Ooh. Now you're just trying to wine and dine me, Nick. It's working.
No,
it's working.
If you put ghost,
we don't even have to get to the pottery.
I'm going
to
get ghost. Go ahead.
We got Janet calling in from Crown Point. Janet, welcome to Let's Eat.
Thank you. I missed a little bit of the first part, but I was intrigued when you said you guys had Alfredo sauce. I didn't realize you sold that. I know it's for the pizza, but is that something you could use, like, for pasta, too, or is it too thick, or?
So, absolutely. While we make our own homemade spaghetti sauce and our marinara, our Alfredo that we sell out of the jar is a Dolapi product. It's phenomenal. And as Dawn was saying, it is a really rich, thicker consistency that you can absolutely pop in the pot and simmer into an Alfredo sauce for your pasta. So yeah, we've got a frozen section that is more tailored towards your like your meat tortellini, your cheese ravioli, your gnocchi, and then we sell the dry pasta lines as well. So you can get your spaghetti, your spaghettini, your bucatini, you know, all your different noodles.
I mean, you have jumbo. They have jumbo stuffed shells.
Yeah, jumbo stuffed shells, manicotti,
garlic bread.
I mean, if it's if it's Italian, we probably have it.
You already have the shell stuffed.
We do. It is a frozen product at that point. We don't stuff our own fresh shells, but the Perini product that we shelf is absolutely phenomenal. We wouldn't
have
it.
It's amazing.
Oh, you guys got gelato. I'm looking at the menu finally.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Janet, you're definitely going to want to swing by.
Janet.
I love your pizzas, I got to say. I love the fact that I can always have a couple in the freezer and just take out. So, like, what do we want tonight? Let's have a pizza.
So
I
what do you
appreciate that?
How do you like your pizzas? What do you put on them?
You know what? I just buy your sausage and your, I mean, obviously it comes with the cheese and the sauce. And I got to say, when I first saw the sauce, I'm like, that's not going to be enough for three pizzas. It was plenty
of sauce. It's deceiving. It goes a long way.
I like that you give so much. But I usually end up just putting sausage and cheese on. And then sometimes when I go to make it, if I got a green pepper in the refrigerator, I'll throw it on, you know.
That's the cool part with us. You can, you know, you can go home and doctor it however you see fit.
Anything
at the house
you want. Just throw it on, and it just even tastes fresher yet. So,
what kind
of
crust do you usually get?
Thank you.
What kind of crust do you get usually?
Thin.
The thin. There you go.
Okay.
Always thin.
Okay.
Always thin.
So, Janet, Brian and Dawn just slipped me a gift card, and we're going to mail you out a gift card to S&T2 out of Crown Point. And thank you for calling in, and enjoy your future pizzas.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
So I notice it's S&T2 in Frankfurt, and it's S&T2 in Crown Point. So is there, like, people, S&T2, and they're like, wait, which location am I going to? Or is there confusion with that at all?
Is 2 so just actually, also?
Yeah, that's kind of the spin. Okay. Originally we were like, like S&T2, like the numeric 2. When we're like, let's do also, like a play on words, like T-O-O. So that's kind of what we went with.
Okay.
We originally opened up Bolingbrook, which has since closed. That's a story for another day. But Frankfurt and Crown Point... S&T2 Crown Point, S&T2 Frankfurt. That's
okay.
Where we go.
Got it.
With.
Okay.
You have a secret menu people don't know about that they can ask for something not on this menu?
Honestly, not in Chicago. And that's I refer back because that's where my office is. I work out of Chicago every day. But I would say there's a ton of stuff that's secret, you know, quote unquote secret from the Crown Point location, because we don't necessarily house it in a display cooler for you to see. We've got our menu up, but like you can get anything that's on our Chicago menu because everything's in-house with us. So we will literally just, Dawn will call me and we will put it on her order for the next day, and we will bring it and she'll have it for you.
Dawn, you know, Christmas is coming up and New Year's, of course. What are you expecting to sell a lot of, not counting pizza, what do you expect to sell?
Well, pizza is our number one, but I will sell a lot of the meatball mix, a lot of the chocolate chip cookie, a lot of those, a lot of gelato.
And a lot of Polish sausage.
A lot of Polish sausage.
The Polish sausage
it does
is
well
amazing.
In the holidays.
I love our
for
Polish
whatever
sausage.
Reason, I mean, okay. I guess it just is how tradition runs, but Easter and Christmas, we just sell hundreds and hundreds of pounds of Polish sausage.
So are you guys...
Regardless of what...
Are you linking it yourselves as well? So
yeah.
So you guys pump it and do it all?
Everything, every morning, we've got a crew that comes in bright and early. They ground our pork shoulder butt. They mix it, every seasoning separately.
Yeah,
okay. 6 hours and they're roping our Italian sausage, our Polish sausage, garlic sausage.
And you said you were trying to get into the frozen pizza business.
Yeah,
so how's that going?
It's awesome.
And where can people find them?
Yeah, thanks. So we took us a while, but we're kind of finally at the finish line as far as production and distribution is concerned. But we've got a 14-inch raised edge S&T pizza, cheese, sausage, or pepperoni. We did that on purpose. We wanted to differentiate ourselves from our setups,
right,
and make it more of a, you know, if you grab one of our frozen pizzas, it's a meal for 3 to 4. It's not, you know, so you can find that in any of our locations. And then right now we're in County Fair, which is out in Beverly, and we're in a couple of different fair plays, and we're working into Woodman's right now, which is in Northwest Chicago area, Wisconsin.
I will have to say the pizza, I mean, I'm looking at it now because you brought it in here. It looks like you would have just got it from a pizzeria.
Yeah,
I mean,
100%.
You know, when you get a frozen pizza, it does. They just don't put the cheese on it or anything.
Of course, the cut as well. Like, you know, there's no triangles. You guys are talking about the pizza argument, like, and it just. But the way the golden brown cheese, the flavor of it,
The sauce is great.
Yeah,
and it's got it. I love the crunch. I love crispiness. And I was talking earlier about, you know, I ran delis for years, and we used to make pizzas, and we used to put them in contain, you know, like the pizza
to go box
circle, and we'd wrap them up and put them out there. But the problem is, if you didn't get that pizza that first day, after that, the cheese starts to melt into the sauce because the sauce has got some acid to it.
Absolutely.
So it starts to melt that cheese. Yeah. So you're not getting a good quality where this is all separated and it's up to you to put it together.
Yeah. And that's what that's one thing other than the quality, which is another thing I would want everyone to know. One thing that I would want everyone to know is when you come and you get your kit of ingredients, yes, it's 3 pizzas. Yes, it's 10 pizzas for our mini 7-inch individual setup. But it's not like you have to necessarily eat it all at once.
No.
Like you're saying. So you can come
I will.
In. Yeah, you
I,
can. I, that's fine.
If that's a challenge, I will gladly take it.
But, you know, you come in, get a kit of 3 pizzas, you go home, you put them together and then freeze 2 in our freezer bags with our cardboards and eat one or eat two and take one out later. Or a lot of people, you know, whether you're single or you got kids that like different things, you can get our 7-inch individual pizzas. It's a kit of 10. And then you can, again, take them home, make them how you want them, and then just take them out one at a time as you want to eat them.
Yeah. And, you know, I've had other I believe you're the originals of doing these kits.
It's right in our logo.
I know.
Home of the original pizza.
And I believe that because back then, there's no way people thought about doing this style. When I was a kid, it's like, what do you mean I'm going to make it and, you know, whatever. It just didn't work that way. And I've had other ones that are original, not original, but you make them, and they're nothing like this.
I appreciate it.
This tastes the best.
And that...
I would go and get this before I would go and order a pizza.
Appreciate that.
I mean, for... Yeah. To spend an extra few minutes of topping it and throwing it in the oven, and then you warm your house up on a cold day, it's perfect.
Yeah. I mean, and that is, again, to what you've been saying, the quality of the product. So everything with taste and flavor is so subjective, like we were talking about earlier. Like, you can like a sweet sauce, a spicy sauce. You can like sausage, pepperoni. You can like it well done, you know, your cheese a little bit more on the white side. But when it comes to quality of product, the quality of the pork we use, the quality of the cheese we use.
The sausage was great.
There is not on the market a better quality.
There was no gristle in the sausage. I mean, when I ate, there's no gristle at all.
Right.
But I tasted all the seasonings, and it was nice and tender.
Super good.
Holiday specials, now that we're coming out. Are you guys going to be, Dawn, you got any holiday specials going on out there?
Not at the moment. We have our $25.99 for our setup of sausage or pepperoni for a thin crust. And then we have gift certificates. And then
great gift.
Yes. Yeah. And we do have a flyer. When you come in and purchase on your next purchase, I will give you a menu which has a $5 off, $25 purchase also.
So the only special that we will have for the holidays is essentially 10% off gift certificates. So minimum $50, $5 off $50. And then up from there, 10% off our certs.
So we have we've got somebody on the line.
Garetta,
is that correct? Garetta.
Yep.
How you doing? You got a question?
Hello?
No. Sorry for wasting your time.
Is this my son?
Yes.
I already recognize his voice and how he talks.
You know what? We'll be sending you out a gift card.
Yeah, he's got a permanent gift card.
Yeah.
Is this Harrison?
Yes, Rowan wanted to call, so he called, but he didn't know what to say.
Well, just say hello to Pops.
I love you guys.
Yeah.
How old are you, Harrison?
12.
You're 12? Are you next in line? Are you the fifth generation pizza guy?
I'm this generation pizza guy.
Oh, okay.
You know what? It's really cool. Just as I grew up in the deli, all five of our kids work their butts off in the store when they have time.
Right. Is he the oldest then at 12?
No. I've got a senior. So I've got two girls in high school, and then Olivia, Brooklyn, Harrison, Rowan, and Willow is our little 8-year-old baby girl. But they all come in and put their time in.
That's great.
They help around the holidays.
Are they all getting paid in like pizza, or do they
pepperonis?
They get paid in cold hard cash.
Yeah. Wow, that's a good gig.
So you know what,
Harrison, enjoy that while you got it, man.
Yeah, Harrison, what we're gonna do is your dad's gonna take part of this questionnaire real quick. You ready for the questionnaire?
All right, thanks for calling, Harrison.
Tell your mother I love her.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, honey.
This is for both of you. Okay. What must be on your Christmas table?
Like
food-wise.
Are you talking about my products, though?
No.
Oh,
yes, no. But personally, what do you like on your Christmas table as far as food?
I'll let you go first, Dawn.
Ham.
Okay. And how about you, Brian?
I'm going to go with our meatball mix.
Okay. That's good. Cats or dogs?
Cats now.
Dogs.
I grew up, for the record, I grew up a dog guy, but now that I take care of them, cats.
Okay. Favorite Christmas movie?
A Christmas Story.
National Lampoon's.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's good.
That's a good one.
Favorite smell?
Smell?
Yeah, your favorite smell. If you smell, it's like, that's
like waffles, like a waffle syrup.
Okay, that's cool.
My wife's hair when I hug her.
Oh, that's really nice. You got to get a good Christmas present. Least favorite smell?
Probably like
cinnamon.
Oh, really?
You're like cinnamon. That's a new one. Normally, it's like people talk about burnt hair, burnt food, rotten onions, old smelly rags. Cinnamon.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I guess I would have to go with like rancid meat.
Yeah.
I get like chicken. I mean, chicken. It happens.
Chicken's the worst.
Oh, it's brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll ruin your day.
Well, potatoes.
Yeah, that's another one.
Potatoes are hard.
Okay, here you go, Dawn. Snowmen or gnomes?
Snowmen.
How about you?
Gnomes freak me out.
I don't. Snowmen.
Okay. Yeah. One Christmas song that you want to listen to all the time. That's the only Christmas song you can hear. You want a Christmas song? That's the one.
So my wife turns Christmas music on the second that it's available.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. My favorite Christmas song.
The Feliz Navidad.
Okay.
I honestly don't.
How about this one? I'm waiting for this answer from you.
Okay.
Ketchup or no ketchup on that
None,
hot dog?
Zero ketchup.
Ketchup.
Me too. I'm
sorry. We're putting ketchup on a hot dog.
Okay,
my grandfather would smack you if you put ketchup on a hot dog.
How about, here's one, snow or no snow?
Snow.
Dawn?
Snow.
Really? How do you like your eggs cooked?
Sunny side up.
Sunny side up, too.
Favorite wine?
I'm going to go with Pinot Noir.
Whatever my friend suggests, because I can never remember the names.
Favorite cookie?
Peanut butter.
I'm going to do a plug. Potbelly's chocolate chip oatmeal chocolate chip.
Okay, you can live anywhere in the world. Where would you live?
Florida.
Heber Valley, outside of Park City, Utah.
That sounds good, too. Both places. I lived in Florida, so I know.
I love Florida.
We'll go with Dawn first. Six words that describe the business.
Words,
jeez, it's tough.
Economical, a fabulous deal, delicious, homemade.
Mm-hmm. That's five.
And friendly.
Brian, it's your turn. Six things that describe your business.
Tradition, cost effective. Caring. Busy and loyalty.
One more.
That was only five?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Family.
Yeah, family. I'll add one. Beautiful. It's really pretty in there.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
you. That's pretty much the end of the show, Tom.
That's all we got, Nick?
That's all we got. Oh, real quick, real fast. You do fundraisers. How would you put a mention out there for that?
I appreciate that. Yeah, so our fundraising program is fabulous. Oh, my gosh, I just used Dawn's word. It's phenomenal. Any fundraiser, whether you're a sports team or a school or whatever, you would sell vouchers to our pizza setups, to our kits, and then you keep a portion of every sale. It's super popular, and you make a ton of money with it. So you can just reach out to us on Facebook, message us, email us.
Yeah, how do we find you guys on Facebook and social media?
S&T Provisions, S&T2, T-O-O. That's on Facebook. We've got an Instagram. S&T2 Pizza on Instagram. And then, like I said, if you reach out to us and you would sell vouchers to our setups, there's no logistics involved. You don't have to, mess with any food or anything like that.
5 seconds. Dawn, who would you like to thank?
I would like to thank everybody. I'd like to thank my customers. I'd like to thank my employers, and I'd like to thank my family.
And how about you, Ryan?
Well, I'd have to say I'd like to thank God for making all this possible for us, and thank you for having us on and promoting us like this.
Okay.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for our customers as well.
Well, Tom, that is the end of our show.
That is the end of the show, Nick.
And I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Let's Eat. We'll be seeing you next Friday. And like I say every week, don't forget to grab your family and hug them really tight. Tell them how much you love them. And then, you know what, those furry friends you have in, that are roaming around the house? Grab them by the scruff of their whiskers and give them a big old kiss, okay? And we'll see you next week. Yasu!